He shook his head as he sat in the chair opposite her. "Not for miles, and not in this fog. You can stay here tonight. You shouldn't be alone anyway, not after an accident like that. Your car's probably not drivable, but I'll know more once I see it in the daylight." He paused, then added, "I'm Jake Garber."
"Thank you, Mr. Garber, but I don't want to put you out."
"You're not. Give me 5 minutes to fix up the spare room." He considered her wary expression. "There's a lock on the door, if that makes you feel better. Maybe I can make up a bed for the baby in a drawer or something."
"If you could bring in the car seat, it doubles as a carrier."
"Good, I'll do that. You just rest. Do you need something to eat or drink?"
"No, thanks."
Jake wrestled to disengage the car seat. The floor in the back of the vehicle was filled with plastic bags stuffed with clothing and boxes of diapers. It looked like a hasty packing job. After placing the car seat in the spare bedroom, Jake put clean sheets on the bed and two fresh sets of towels on the dresser. He descended the stairs and paused, watching Shannon and Bailey, an unlikely Madonna and child. He sat again in the recliner and gazed at her. "Where were you headed?" She regarded him for a moment before replying,
"North."
"How far north? Seattle, Bellingham, or Canada?"
Linden.
Her hesitation wasn't lost on him. She wasn't very forthcoming, but she had just endured what could have been a serious accident, and she didn't know him from Adam, which was a good thing for him. "Linden, just about to Canada. Got any family there?"
"No."
"Is there anyone I can call for you?"
"It's just me and Bailey. I'll get the car taken care of tomorrow, and we'll be out of your way. I appreciate your hospitality for tonight."
She bit her lower lip.
"If I could ask just one more favor. There's a small overnight bag in the trunk of my car. Could you get that for me?"
"No problem." When Jake popped open the trunk that was stuffed to capacity, he noticed a briefcase that lay atop several plastic bags. His fingers twitched with the temptation to pop it open and see if he could learn more about Shannon. Instead, he snatched up the overnight bag and closed the trunk. Shannon stood as he entered the cabin again. He slid the strap of the bag onto his shoulder. "Why don't you let me carry the baby up the stairs? You're still a little shaky." Reluctantly, she handed over Bailey. The baby had been nearly asleep and snuggled in under his chin. Something loosened in his chest as the warm little body trustingly settled into his. "You go first. It's the bedroom on the left, past the bathroom." He followed her into the bedroom and eased the sleeping infant back into her arms. "She's beautiful." For the first time, Shannon gave a brief smile as she looked at her daughter.
"Yes, she is."
"How old is she?"
14 weeks.
He set down her bag. "Do you need anything else?"
"Not just now."
Then she frowned.
"I'll need to make up a bottle for Bailey. She'll be awake soon and hungry. I'll try to be quiet about it."
She eased the sleeping baby into the carrier and removed a can of formula and a bottle from her bag.
"May I use your kitchen? I need to wash this bottle so it'll be ready."
"Sure, come on." Jake poured himself a glass of milk and sat at the table, watching while Shannon washed the baby bottle and nipple under steaming hot water. She paused and eyed his glass.
"May I have some of that too?"
He nodded and stood to get a glass from the overhead cabinet above the sink, then filled it.
"Thanks."
She carried the glass of milk with her back up the stairs. Jake stared after her, wondering about her story. A woman and baby alone in the middle of the night on the narrow back road that ran in front of his property and heading north. He didn't even know her last name. He dragged a palm down his face. What if this was a setup? What if someone had found him?